let's get to it. We got to get to layoffs really quickly. I don't want to spend any more than a few minutes on this. Make sure you hit a like for the algorithm. Subscribe to the channel and turn on your notifications. Let's get to it, y'all. So Stellantis, we want to start off with Stellantis, all right? Stellantis is the parent company of Chrysler, Dodge, all of that, right? And I've been paying attention to what's been going on with Stellantis because ever since Sean Fain is the president of the UAW, and y'all know all this year I've been covering Sean Fain because he had been advocating for y'all to get historic wages. And ultimately, I had predicted that this was going to happen. I said, listen, I don't know if y'all know, but they are going to source y'all out, which is one of the reasons why it's important for y'all to have Trump in office, because he's the one that is advocating for American rights, especially when it comes to the North American Free Trade Agreement, tariffs on other countries and all of this stuff. But they're going to outsource y'all jobs. They're going to put technology in order to remove you slowly but quickly, since they have to expedite the process. And they're going to start laying people off and getting rid of entire plants, especially ones that's not incredibly profitable. And they're not going to reassign the work. And it's going to be a lot of people that lose their jobs. I broke down the auto industry. I talk about it in Stock Club. If y'all not a part of the Patreon, y'all definitely need to get into the Patreon. But I talk about it all the time. And I said, listen, Stellantis, Ford, Chrysler, GM, all of these people that are unionizing, it's going to go downhill from there. And we starting to see the first of it. We know that white collar workers have been getting laid off and released altogether. They are basically trying to close the Stellantis Chrysler headquarters out in Auburn Hills. And people here in Michigan are starting to lose their jobs.
Carolyn, now to the looming layoffs at Stellantis, and thousands of jobs are on the line. Stellantis saying they plan to lay off roughly 2,450 workers at the Warren Truck Assembly. That plant currently builds an older version of the Ram 1500 pickup, but that production is moving to their Sterling Heights plant, causing a shift to be eliminated at Warren. 7 News reporter Tara Braddock talking with auto workers who've been with Stellantis for many, many years, sharing advice that they have for younger auto workers.
Chrysler parent company Stellantis put out a warning on Friday that layoffs could be coming to the Warren Truck plant as early as October.
The basic rule around the
Right before Christmas.
Plan is, until it's in black and white, until it actually happens, come to work every day.
Howard Watson has worked at the Warren Truck Plant for 30 years.
It's a roller coaster. No matter what auto industry you work for, there's always the
automaker, he meant.
Highs and the lows.
According to Stellantis, a little more than 2,400 employees are facing layoffs. There are 3,900 employees who work at the Warren Truck Plant. Right now, an older version of the Dodge Ram 1500 pickup truck is being produced at the plant. A Stellantis spokesperson says the Warren plant will stop producing the older version of the truck and worker shifts will be eliminated.
And they're not going to bring in any new product to replace it. You're just gone. You're just out.
Production of a newer version of the truck will be shifted to a Stellantis assembly plant in Sterling Heights.
I think the younger people are a little bit more nervous than those that have 20 plus years. I think the younger ones that just got rolled over after the strike.
What is rolled over? Let me bring y'all up to date. So during the 2008 recession and housing crisis, Detroit and a lot of other automakers were bleeding jobs. They were 100% bleeding jobs. And so what the auto workers negotiated with the unions, which was supported by Obama, is for there to be temp workers that ultimately had a pathway into becoming permanent employees. There's been a lot of people that ultimately switched over and rolled over into being permanent employees. Chrysler was the least profitable of the big three, which was Ford, Chrysler, and GM. And they were the least profitable. And so they were the ones that had the most temp workers, and you had a lesser path into becoming a permanent employee, which was basically you working side by side by other employees, but you're not making as much as them. You don't have the same benefits as them, so on and so forth. So eventually they are supposed to move you over. During this last bargaining agreement, Chrysler and all of the automakers ultimately were reluctant to embrace Sean Fain's offer because Sean Fain was advocating for such a high wage to start off with when people ultimately became permanent employees and the permanent employees that were currently working for Chrysler. Why? Because inflation is out of control and the legislation that has happened during the Biden-Harris administration, which Biden was on the front line sitting here advocating for the same thing, which we then have to put this at his doorstep and say, hey, listen, it's a whole lot of white collar workers that's getting laid off. A whole lot of plants is getting laid off. What is happening? I'm going to break it down for you a little bit deeper really shortly. But ultimately, to go over means you wind up becoming a permanent employee. Well, the automakers, because it was such huge strikes and it was losing so much money, gave in to Sean Fain's plans, right? And they ratified the agreement. And right after that, they're getting laid off. So not only did they get swapped over and they was happy to say, oh man, we get bonus checks. A lot of them went out there and bought Cherokees, Wagoneers, and Jeeps, and Dodge Chargers, and Challengers. And now they ain't gonna have no way to pay for that car because they getting laid off.
I think their knees are knocking.
What would be your advice to the younger generation as they may face layoffs in a few months?
To just don't do any foolish spending. Pay attention.
Too late.
Read the.
I seen so many young people pulling up in Wagoneers. I said, y'all got the Grand Wagoneer. Don't y'all know that that's like $100,000? Yeah, man, we got these big checks, man. Yeah. I'm telling you, I seen so many young people pull up in Grand Wagoneers. It was crazy after they got them checks.
Contrary book to find out what it is that will happen to you and what won't happen to you. And just educate yourself and just come to work until you actually, someone in management tells you what the real issue is.
So here's the thing though, and this is what I'm hearing from a little birdie on the street, from a lot of birdies on the street. It's a lot of Chinese officials that are at the headquarters of Stellantis and they're viewing these different plants over in Detroit, Warren, and then the different plants that they have across the country. Let me say that again for the people in the back. And I want y'all to pay attention to this because when you ask yourself, okay, so Trump is saying that he wants to do this and he won't put tariffs on Chinese cars in order to build up the manufacturing base here in the United States of America and support American workers and have American jobs and all of this stuff. Chinese officials have been touring. I'm telling you that it is unofficial, and I can't say this, but the rumors have been, and I've seen the pictures, I've seen the vlogs, I've seen everything. I've been paying attention on the Dodge forums, on Mopar forums and stuff like that. Chinese officials are touring Chrysler and Dodge locations. Why? The sentiment is that BYD or some other Chinese company is going to purchase it from Stellantis in order to avoid and hopefully not fall into the whole Trump plan and Trump becoming president of the United States of America to avoid all of the problems that come along with not having a manufacturing base and can avoid all of the tariffs and then be able to infiltrate and then ultimately own Chrysler. And then it'll be a vehicle and a dealership network for them to be. For them to continue to push their Chinese cars, including BYD. Who is one of the owners of BYD? Berkshire Hathaway. Who is the most visible person that is the owner of Berkshire Hathaway? Warren Buffett. Y'all need to join Stock Club. Y'all need to get into the Patreon because we talk about all of this and how this affects who it is and what it is you're investing your money into and why this is going to play a larger role. Chinese investors are allegedly vetting out the possibility of purchasing, taking over the plants, pushing their own products out to American consumers, and then ultimately being able to push Chinese electric vehicles at a lower price because they have the foundation and a dealership network here in the United States of America. Don't say I didn't tell you. Let me go over to more layoffs that's happening throughout the industry. Kellogg's over in Omaha is set to close their manufacturing plant and lay off employees. I already told y'all that there's rumors over there in Memphis that Kellogg's is looking to lay off people too.
The Kellogg's plant in Omaha announced today it will close its doors after more than 75 years. The news comes less than 3 months after Bebo Bakeries in Bellevue also announced it would shut down.
6 News' Johan Marin is on your side tonight with what's next for the hundreds of workers impacted. He joins us live near the Kellogg's plant at 96th and F Streets. Hi, Johan.
Yeah, John and Jacqueline, Kellogg's made the big announcement just this morning, and the union that represents the plant tells me that after the announcement, a bunch of its workers just left, and you can tell that it's pretty dead at the parking lot here, and overall it's pretty quiet. But as you mentioned, there are concerns of what the next steps are from workers and community members.
early in the morning, lines of cars leaving Omaha's Kellogg's plant.
Pretty much like everybody, we were shocked.
After employees were given some not so good news.
And they told us that the tower systems were not up to par and that they were going to do something different as far as the company-wise, which is going to lead to the Omaha plant being shut down.
The system Merritt is talking about helps make cereals like Frosted Flakes. He tells 6 News the shutdown will end about 500 union jobs and at least 100 management jobs.
465 people found out that they were could possibly be losing their jobs in a 2-year span. It did get a little tense.
Merritt is also part of the local union that represents Kellogg's. He helps stand up for employees, making sure the work contracts and pay are fair.
You ain't got to worry about it because they're going to go ahead and outsource that. Kellogg's is still going to be on your shelves. Y'all just not going to be the ones making it, and y'all not going to be getting no money.
2021 was the first time that we've ever not came to an agreement, which led to a strike in 50 years.
And guess what that was going to come? Listen, let me tell y'all something. And this is people, I've spoken with people that are bargainers and negotiators on both sides of both, in this particular instance, the UAW and from different companies, right? These companies don't forget when you put a dent in their pockets and you say that I'm striking in order to do this. They do not forget. The first time that they have an opportunity to continue to make and manufacture whatever it is that they manufacturing and then cut your throat, they coming for you. Y'all do realize that these are humans that's running these companies, right? Humans don't forget. Instead of y'all making and having a good partnership with these people, you saying, nah, listen, we going to strike because that's our right. And you do. You got the right to strike. But guess what? They going to come back around. They going to circle the block. These companies is just like drive-by shooters. Oh, okay. Y'all ever seen Boys in the Hood? Y'all ever seen Ice Cube? And it was like, what? We got a problem here? We got a problem? Ricky is the one that's going to pay for that. Ricky is going to pay for that. Right when he going to college, right when you get that Wagoneer, right when you buy your new house, right when you think you got stability, right when you celebrate and you get that little new wife. Usually that's always what happens. As soon as you have a life event, you have a new baby. You get a new wife, y'all decide to buy that little house, the little house on the corner, you know, the house that y'all going to have as y'all starter home, and we got to grow into, and we going to raise children in. Kellogg's going to be like, not today. Not today. Ricky!
The union also represents Bimbo Bakeries. Its Bellevue plant announced its closure in May and stopped operations in July. With hundreds of jobs lost, some community leaders at the Greater Bellevue Area Chamber of Commerce are taking action.
We have a career fair coming up in September, so it's going to
be... Y'all going to be gig workers. Y'all going to be gig workers. Don't worry about no career fair. Don't worry about none of that stuff. You going to be a gig worker. It's going to be you, Miguel, Jesus. You, Miguel, and Jesus going to be competing. Who can get to the bakery first to go and get my fries and go and get my food? Who going to get to the bakery first? Is it you? Is it Miguel? Or is it Jesus? Because I got a tip for you. You're going to work harder than you ever hurt. You're going to work harder than you ever worked. And your car going to have high mileage on it. And you're going to still vote blue. And you still going to vote for Kamala Harris, Tim Walz. Why they trying to rebuild the middle class? The middle class has fell out the bottom of the barrel. The middle class is in the ocean. When I told y'all that it was a class war instead of a race war, you ignored me and said, nah, Anton, I'm telling you, they're going to give us our reparations. California talking about it right now. Chicago talking about it right now. I said, oh, okay. Where they at, though? Hey, remember when y'all was arguing about me about the fact that y'all was going to get y'all reparations and we going to spend all of our time fighting for it? Where they at, though? Listen, this is what I know for sure. One thing is for sure and two things is for certain. I want my fries hot. I want my fries hot because you're not a bag chaser and you was not taking my advice and you did not level up and you didn't take my investment advice and all of that. I want my fries hot. I want my burger medium well. I want my steak medium. And I want my dishes cleaned. Nope, none of the machines. I want you to hand wash my stuff. And I want my fries hot. Oh, they're not the only people. They're not the only people that's laying off. Listen, listen, listen. They're not the only ones. They're not discriminatory. Harley-Davidson workers is feeling some kind of pressure, too.
Workers at the Harley-Davidson plant in Menominee Falls heading into the weekend with a feeling of uncertainty. The Milwaukee icon today announced it will move more production from the U.S. to Thailand. Waukesha County reporter Rebecca Clough spoke to workers about the mood on the factory floor.
The workers I spoke to did not want to be identified. They told me they're scared about their jobs and their future right now.
Work is going on as normal inside the Harley-Davidson powertrain plant in Menominee Falls.
Facts, Janessa. Listen, don't keep filling my junk up with ice in order to not give me my drink. I want all my sugar, all my sugary drink, all my calories, all of that. You know, listen. You know, in some African tribes, how big your stomach is a symbol of success. It's a symbol of wealth, right? And so that's the era that we're going back to. They're going to start getting mad at overweight people because overweight people been eating too good. You know what I'm saying? Don't put too much ice in my cup. I want my stuff light ice, just chilled.
We met some workers, though, who say they're feeling things are anything but normal.
How are people feeling in there?
Pretty nervous.
Harley-Davidson said it's moving more production from its Wisconsin and Pennsylvania plants to Thailand. The workers I spoke to say right now the company isn't telling them if jobs will eventually go too.
You think jobs are leaving, but they don't want to say how many.
Harley-Davidson refused an on-camera interview, but says this is a temporary transition and just for model year 25.
It's only a temporary transition for, we're going to move production from Wisconsin. And I actually went to Milwaukee and I toured the Harley-Davidson motorcycle factory. And I also toured the Pops Brewery. Shout out to Milwaukee. Shout out to my people out there in Wisconsin, right? Hey, no, no, no. Listen, guys, this is just temporary. Don't worry about it. We're going to move production to Thailand. Last time I heard about Thailand, it was some dudes that was on the internet talking about how they got finessed by some ladyboys.
But one of the plant's unions is angry. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Union says the company vowed never to build any bikes overseas for the U.S. market. The IAM union statement said Harley-Davidson has backtracked on that promise. Harley-Davidson disagrees, also saying this does not have an impact on employment at U.S. facilities.
I wonder if the Harris Biden administration has anything to say about this. This is one of the questions that I was going to ask in my interview, in my dreams.
But workers are feeling different.
Inside the plant, like, what is everybody thinking?
It's coming.
It's coming. It's coming.
We can see I know about it. I'm going to cover it tomorrow, Aaron. Leslie, Aaron, I'm going to cover it tomorrow. I'm familiar with it. Yep, I'm familiar with it. There's only so much I can cram into one show, though, baby.
Around 600 workers inside this Menominee Falls plant. Harley-Davidson recently ratified contracts with their unions back in April.
Yep, and Tiger Uppercut. Yep, Street Fighter. Thailand. E-Honda. Dalsam. Some of y'all might be familiar with that. That might have been before your time. But yes, so layoffs are proliferating throughout the industry. I just wanted to make sure that I brought you guys up to speed about that. Let me.